like that flatbed cowboy stacking U.S. steel on a three-day haul. Roads and rails under their feet. Yeah, that sounds like a first-class seat on the plains of Oklahoma, with a windshield sunset in your eyes like a watercolor painted sky. You think heaven's doors have opened, you'll understand why I got me those flyover states. Take a ride across the Badlands, feel that freedom on your face, breathe in all that open space, and meet a girl.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Renewed calls for a ceasefire in Gaza after IDF forces killed Hamas's leader in Gaza this week. Yahya Sinwar is described as the mastermind behind the October 7th attacks. President Biden in Germany today calling on Israel and Hamas to finalize a deal. National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says it creates a new path for talks.
Sinwar was the main obstacle to getting a ceasefire done. Every time his political advisors would negotiate with and through them to come up with a proposal, it would have to get to him. Of course, that took time because of the communications challenges, and then he would just refute it.
Election day, now 18 days away. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump both in the critical swing state of Michigan today, courting undecided voters and shoring up support. In Indiana, opening statements getting underway today in the 2017 killings of two teens in a wooded area in Delphi. The defendant, Richard Allen, is facing double murder charges. A remarkable use of artificial intelligence has provided hope for people suffering from ALS, a progressive neurodegenerative disease.
I first started losing my voice in May of 2023.
April Kerner, a mother of three who was diagnosed with ALS last year, but that's not April speaking.
I am currently on a ventilator and have a feeding tube, making every day a challenge.
Thanks to software company 11 Labs and advancements in artificial intelligence, she's able to communicate once again using her own voice.
I cried the first time I heard it because it was actually my voice again.
ABC's Rihanna Nally. A dramatic video in Hawaii. A 17-year-old rescued in the ocean after clinging to his kayak for nearly 12 hours. He had lost his paddle and got swept up in the current. He spent the night treading water until the Coast Guard spotted him. The boy said he was worried about his mom because, quote, she probably missed me. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Imagine your team always looking and feeling their best in high-performance technical workwear. Cintas can make it happen. They have garments for almost every job imaginable. And with the Cintas Workwear program, you get freshly laundered garments delivered every week for everyone on your team. Great garments without the bother of laundry. That's a real perk for employees. Find out how Cintas can boost team image and morale. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Come on in to Total Wine & More. Prices much lower than a grocery store.
spirits, wine, beer for a whole lot less. Walking down the aisles makes you stop and say, yes! From mixing cocktails, a friendly get-together, or a brunch outdoors, Total Wine has everything you need. And more. With the lowest prices and best selection for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Bright, blue, beautiful skies all weekend long. As winds continue to stay feisty today, up to 25 miles per hour, it's creating a high fire danger and it'll shove our high temperatures both today and tomorrow into the low 70s. Then we get bumped up to 80 degrees on Sunday. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 57.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. Tonight will be the one and only debate between Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin and her Republican challenger, Eric Hovde. That will be starting tonight at 7 p.m. The debate will be in Madison, but will be broadcast around the state. Hovde is looking for his first run in office. Baldwin is looking for her third term. An abandoned boat is sitting on Lake Michigan in Milwaukee. The boat near Bradford Beach appears to be stuck in the sand near a rock wall. U.S. Coast Guard officials say the owners of the boat abandoned it after running out of gas. And the coolest thing made in Wisconsin is Jolly Good Soda. Ted Allen has more.
The product won the annual contest put on by Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, which draws attention to Wisconsin's vibrant manufacturing industry. The announcement, which came during WMC's annual Business Day event Thursday in Madison, said the craft soda brand is known for its bold flavors and vibrant cans.
This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Did you and your family lose Wisconsin Badger Care Plus and need health coverage? Check this out. You may be eligible to enroll in a low-cost health plan at healthcare.gov. With the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov offers quality plans that cover doctor visits, prescriptions, emergency care, and more. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is
good afternoon, it's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. And Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Firefighters in Rice Lake are blaming a downed power line and a broken gas line for a fire that destroyed several downtown businesses yesterday. The fire started at the Agonic Brewery yesterday afternoon. Fire Chief Mike Hover said the power line fell, then the gas line broke open, and he said the high winds pushed the fire through the building. In addition to the brewery, the chief says the fire gutted Cheese Louise and Finewood Incorporated. Chief Hover says a Rice Lake firefighter was hurt during the fire. They were taken to the hospital with a torn bicep. Western Wisconsin, including the entire WRDN listening area, are seeing elevated fire risks this weekend. The Department of Natural Resources is asking everyone to avoid burning due to the elevated fire danger across the state. The DNR is partnering with the National Weather Service to monitor the situation over the weekend. Current wildfire concerns are primarily due to the lack of precipitation and gusty winds. You should avoid outdoor burning, operate equipment early in the morning to avoid sparks at peak burn hours, and hold off on having campfires until later in the evening. More information is available on the DNR website. A reminder, there is a burning ban in place for Dunn County. The first of four men to be sentenced for a 2022 murder in Eau Claire will spend less than 2 years behind bars. A judge yesterday sentenced 29-year-old Kenmore Golden to 22 months in prison. Golden pleaded no contest to murder charges back in July. Police say he's the one who shot and killed Christopher Connor back in September of 2022. Three others were in the car with Golden. They've all pleaded guilty as well. Golden was an out-of-state felon at the time of the shooting and then went on the run for almost 7 months before being arrested in Chicago. A new fall event is tomorrow in Durand. Beers on the Chippewa will be held at Veterans Memorial Park in downtown Durand. It will feature live music, food, and different craft beers from local breweries, including the Durand Brewery. Admission to the event is free. Everything gets underway tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. Voters will have to find a TV tonight if they want to watch Wisconsin candidates for U.S. Senate answer questions. The only debate between Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican challenger Eric Hovde starts tonight at 7. The debate will be in Madison, but be broadcast across the state. Baldwin was leading in the race, but polls differ on just how big of a lead she actually has. Baldwin is looking for her third term in the Senate. Hovde is looking for his first. You're listening to WRDN News.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Tires are an essential part of your vehicle. Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service check your tires and replace them if necessary. Adams Super Service features the Hunter Alignment System, the most advanced system to keep your vehicle going straight. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center in downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
A convicted sex offender was released from prison back to Dunn County on October 8th. According to the Dunn County Sheriff's Department, 57-year-old Michael Fadness is living at E5955 Highway D in the township of Tainter. Fadness is now on intensive supervision, subject to GPS monitoring with geographic restrictions to Dunn County, and is subject to the Wisconsin Sex Offender Registry Program for life. The NOAA Climate Prediction Center has released its winter outlook for the upcoming winter season. The outlook is predicting equal chances for above or below normal temperatures and a chance of above normal precipitation here in western Wisconsin. Now, even with the above normal precipitation, drought conditions are expected to persist through the winter. A Winona man was seriously injured after being shot Thursday. According to the Winona Police Department, the shooting happened early Thursday morning at an apartment building on 10th Street. When officers arrived on scene, they found the man seriously injured. A second man was taken in for questioning. Authorities believe it was an isolated incident. A substitute teacher at Woodbury High School is facing allegations. This for reenacting the police restraint used in the murder of George Floyd during a class. The teacher involved a student in the demonstration. The principal reported multiple inappropriate actions, including making racially harmful comments and discussing graphic details from his law enforcement career. The teacher, identified as Steve Williams, has been placed on administrative leave from his job as a police officer in Prescott. The Libertarian Party in Wisconsin wants its chance to debate, too. The party yesterday said they're being shut out of tonight's U.S. Senate debate. The debate, which airs across the state at 7, will be the only chance voters have to see Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican challenger Eric Hovde on the same stage. Libertarian Senate candidate Phil Anderson says he's running too and deserves to be on the stage as well. He says the Libertarian Party is being tired of being deliberately excluded in Wisconsin. You're listening to WRDN News.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Pheasant hunting season starts in Wisconsin this weekend. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says the season will start at 9 a.m. this Saturday and run until January 5th. Hunters will have a one rooster bag limit during opening weekend. Then starting on Monday, daily bag limits increase to two roosters per day. The DNR says it'll stock about 75,000 birds on more than 80 properties across the state over the next few weeks. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Bright, blue, beautiful skies all weekend long. As winds continue to stay feisty today, up to 25 miles per hour, it's creating a high fire danger and it'll shove our high temperatures both today and tomorrow into the low 70s. Then we get bumped up to 80 degrees on Sunday. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 57.
Order for Jennifer C.
Is this my double shot, double cream, double froth, double pump, double hot, double whip, double sleeve?
Yeah. Can you handle that much caffeine?
Hey, did you know Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year?
Well, I do now.
Seriously, did you know Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year?
Yeah, you just said that.
Did you say I just said that?
Yeah, I'm cutting you off.
Did you say you're cutting me off?
You earn, we match. Unlimited cashback match. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Good morning, doctor.
Doctor.
Hi, doctor.
Doctor?
Dr. Jackson's practice is growing.
What do you mean we're still short-staffed?
He needs a good patient doctor.
How do we not have enough doctors to doctor all these patients?
And he doesn't have the patience to sift through hundreds of resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. Download their mobile app from the App Store or Google Play. Players can check tickets right in the palm of their hand and more.
The greatest head coach in Virginia men's basketball history is calling it a career. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Tony Bennett's retiring from his position today in 15 seasons at the school. Bennett led the Cavaliers to 10 NCAA tournament appearances and the 2019 national title. His 364 wins are the most in program history. Bennett has signed a two-year extension that was going to keep him at the school through the 29-30 campaign. He played collegiately at Green Bay, where he finished as the Mid-Continent Conference's all-time points leader and assist leader. His jersey number 25 is retired at the school. Bucks closed out their exhibition campaign with a 109-94 loss at Dallas last night. Most of the regulars sat last night. The Bucks will open the regular season at Philadelphia next Wednesday. Packers and Texans look to stay hot, squaring off at Lambeau Field on Sunday. The 5-1 Texans have won three straight. 4-2 Packers have won two in a row. Brandon McManus will get his first shot with the Packers as their kicker on Sunday. Special teams coach Rich Bisaccia on having a veteran kicker like McManus.
The thing that's a little bit different about having a guy that's played, as long as he's played, he's very particular, knows exactly what he wants. And so that's a big help, certainly to the holder and the snapper. But it's been good work yesterday. It was good work again today. He'll kick again tomorrow. He kicked yesterday, and he kicked certainly in the workout the day before. So we'll expect him to be ready to go. I know he expects to be ready to go.
Week 7 of the NFL season kicked off last night. Denver marched into New Orleans and beat the Saints 33-10. Badgers take their show to Evanston to take on Northwestern in Big Ten action tomorrow. The Hockey Badgers open Big Ten play at home tonight against Ohio State. The top-ranked Badger women play at Minnesota. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available, designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it ends your debt nightmare and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. Debt Relief Advocates has established a relief hotline for you to call to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for, so don't wait. For this free information, call the Relief Hotline at 800-888-5226. 800-888-5226. 800-888-5226.
Eric Hovde owns a $3 billion California bank. That's right, he owns it. And Hovde owns a $7 million California beachfront home. No wonder Eric Hovde's proposed spending $4 trillion in new tax breaks for super-rich guys like himself. That's trillion, with a T. What's his plan to pay for all those tax giveaways? Hovde's plan would slash Medicare 25%, slash veterans 40%, slash Social Security by 28%. Eric Hovde's plan would cost Social Security beneficiaries $500 a month, $6,000 a year. It's outrageous. Eric Hovde's plan, new tax breaks for the rich and devastating cuts for the rest of us. Now we know what's wrong with Eric Hovde. He's definitely not for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
An early lock means a head start for Byron in Vegas. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Relive the thrills of over 50 years of NASCAR racing with the Motor Racing Network's Classic Racing.
36th Annual Southern 500. They come down to the start-finish line. Bill Elliott and David Pearson get down.
We dig into the MRN audio vault for unforgettable races and moments.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. Earnhardt's not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500.
Available on MRN.com and podcast platforms.
Alan Kulwicki out of turn number four, the new Winston Cup champion. He does it across the line.
MRN Classic Races.
Hendrick Motorsports driver William Byron was one of the first drivers to lock himself into the eight-driver round of the playoffs, which begins this Sunday at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Byron believes that locking in early in the round of 12 should benefit his number 24 team after running 10th at the 1.5-mile track back in the spring.
We've already looked at tape and reviewed our setup and started to get an idea of what we need for Vegas. So we're good there in the spring till we had the trash bag on the grill. And honestly, if we can just go there with similar speed to what we did at Kansas, I think we'll be right there in the mix.
Practice and qualifying for Sunday's race in Las Vegas is set for tomorrow afternoon. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Sunny Skies CBD is a veteran and family-owned and operated soil-to-oil CBD business that provides high-quality and consistent CBD products, all manufactured in our food-grade lab in Durand, offering a variety of CBD, CBG, CBN, and Delta-8 products, including oils, topicals, and edibles. Visit the store at 100 West Main Street in Durand, or order online with free shipping at sunnyskiescbd.com. That's sunnyskiescbd.com.
Most chickens have internal worms, and you don't need to treat them unless parasite numbers get out of control. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Any treatment for worms must be done carefully, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Pride. It runs deep for those in agriculture, but that pride can also prevent farmers from asking for help when it's needed most. An injury, illness, or natural disaster is a heavy burden for any operation to bear. Farm Rescue is here to help shoulder that burden. We are a nonprofit organization helping farm families in crisis with free planting, haying, and harvesting assistance. There is no pride lost when it comes to Farm Rescue. Learn more at farmrescue.org.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Chicken is alert and active with a good appetite. If you have a bird that's not gaining weight, seems to have a lack of energy, and looks pale, it might have a bad case of worms. Donna Carver is an extension poultry veterinarian at North Carolina State University. She recommends taking a feces sample to your veterinarian, who can identify the parasite and recommend treatment. Unfortunately, there's only one drug that's approved for use in chickens, and it only takes care of roundworms. This means if it's not roundworms, you'll have to use a drug that's labeled for another food animal. Generally, these products aren't harmful to poultry, but the issue is knowing how long the drugs stay in their system. Carver says it's a food safety concern for humans that eat the eggs and meat.
If you've got a laying chicken and she has all those developing follicles in her at any one time and you treat her, how many of those follicles actually absorb some of that drug? And how long would it take for her to ovulate all of those follicles before you could be sure that none of them would have any of the drug?
Carver says probably the best time for worming is when egg production drops off and the hens are about to start molting.
I would suggest that before you start seeing feather loss, but you start seeing decreasing numbers in eggs, you could treat then, and you could cook the eggs and feed them to your animals or whatever you wanted to do, but just don't eat the eggs until after the molt.
Carver says some parasitic infections can be prevented and some can't. Good sanitary practices and keeping chickens in a sunny, dry area will reduce the risk of infection. Learn more about chicken parasites at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you could get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care, and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. That's because MediShare works. It has for more than 30 years. It's a community of Christians who have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth. They love the huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Just call 844-53-BIBLE. That's 844-53-BIBLE, 844-53-BIBLE.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Stories of heartbreak and loss to North Carolina and mountain agriculture. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
After Hurricane Helene rampaged through the southeast and especially in the mountains of Tennessee and North Carolina, the extent of the damage is coming to light. Bob Etheridge is North Carolina State Director for the Farm Service Agency and says it's a horrendous situation. Unlike flooding on flatland, Etheridge says the power of the water in the mountains is magnified.
One farmer said he had 4.5 acres of land, and after the flood went through, he had 1.5 acres left. Because in those bottomlands and then, you know, in the, between those hills, that's where they farm, and on the slopes, and a lot of that's gone.
Etheridge has been taking call after call from farmers who hardly know where to start to rebuild. It's unknown how much livestock was lost in the storm.
One farmer called on Sunday. He cut his fences so his cattle could get out, and still lost cattle in the flood. Many of them, many of the cattle were lost in the flood.
A dairy farmer said his operation was wiped out.
I got a call yesterday from a dairy up in Haywood County. Part of the dairy washed away. If you got a dairy, you got to milk those cows twice a day. And they had no way to store their stuff and had to move them. And that'll be another case where we'll have to come in and try to help them. And hopefully at some point down the road we can restore them and get back to business.
This year has been a tale of contrasts for Carolina agriculture, and the irony of it is not lost on Etheridge.
You know, that sort of adds insult to injury. For North Carolina, at one point this year, 99 of the 100 counties were in some form of drought. Mm-hmm. And then we had the hurricane came in down east and devastated, and now we have this hurricane in the west that's, you know, it's like an apocalyptic flood.
Etheridge assured farmers the FSA and all of USDA and other federal agencies are working tirelessly to help.
We have funds to help pay for the animals they've lost, to provide feed for the animals. They just signed those expedited programs over the weekend. A lot of our folks in Washington worked over the weekend to really speed up a lot of this stuff that hadn't been done before.
That's today's Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network. Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your Lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Farmers producing organic crops like corn, soybeans, and wheat are all facing financial challenges as commodity prices decline, according to a recent study by Argus. As prices return to pre-pandemic levels, farmers are left struggling to cover their costs, leading to a record low net return of just $42 an acre despite improved crop yields. That, according to the Argus report, the outlook for 2025 is similar. The number of organic farms in the U.S. has declined by nearly 5% over the past 5 years, from 18,166 in 2017 to 17,321 in 2022, according to the latest census of agriculture data. Furthermore, organic crop prices have dropped. Organic feed grain corn fell to a record low of $7.78 a bushel, down $2.95 from last year. Organic soybean prices, while still higher than pre-pandemic levels, decreased to a three-year low of $20.07 per bushel. The Upper Midwest Agriculture Safety and Health Center is requesting applications for small grants ranging from $5,000 to a maximum of $30,000 to address health and safety issues related to agricultural workers and their families. The organization is specifically interested in projects that address the concepts outlined in the National Occupational Research Agenda for Agriculture and in Strategic Goals Approach for Agriculture Safety using a One Health model. For more information, contact the Upper Midwest Agriculture Safety and Health Center. Rachel LeCount has been appointed Director of Foundation and Sustainability Communications for the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation. LeCount has held the position of Director of Sustainability Communications and Partnerships since June of 2021. In an expanded role, LeCount will continue to lead Wisconsin Farm Bureau sustainability initiatives. LeCount's responsibilities will include media relations, managing the 35 Under 35 program, and contributing to the Gather Wisconsin platform. In addition, LeCount will now take on communication duties for the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Foundation. Working with the foundation's director, LeCount will focus on growing brand awareness through social media, print, and digital strategies. The USDA says turkey eggs and incubators in the United States as of October 1st were down 9% from October 1st of last year. Eggs and incubators were down 2% from the September 1st, 2024 total of 25 million eggs. Turkey poults hatched during September in the U.S. totaled 20.4 million, down 5% from September of 2023. Poults hatched were down 1% from the August 2024 total of 20.7 million poults. Now, net poult placements were down 10% from the August total of 20.1 million. As far as feed options in the future, 24-25 USDA feed outlook is for reduced supplies despite an increase in output. Sorghum supplies were raised, but then offset by lower corn carry-in. Gevo Incorporated, a developer of net-zero hydrocarbon fuels and chemicals, has received a conditional commitment for a loan guarantee with disbursements totaling $1.46 billion from the Department of Energy. The funds will be used for a Net-Zero One project in Lake Preston, South Dakota. The facility would use 100% U.S.-sourced feedstocks and is designed to produce approximately 60 million gallons of sustainable aviation fuel, about 1.3 billion pounds of protein and animal feed products, and approximately 30 million pounds of corn oil per year. This marks a watershed moment for the Net Zero One project and a critical step forward in our mission to transform the aviation industry by providing a sustainable and economical renewable carbon-based jet fuel, said Gevo CEO Patrick Gruber. A recent report shows the facility would create over 100 direct jobs and hundreds of local indirect jobs with an economic impact of more than $100 million.
That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
I'm Paul Hamilton, your choice for state senate. Since 2014, our legislature has refused federal dollars to help expand health care in Wisconsin. We left well over $1 billion of our own federal tax dollars on the table. Accepting federal dollars will help rural Wisconsin and save us money. Vote for me, and I'll vote for you to ensure that we have a strong medical system in rural Wisconsin at a good price. I'm Paul Hamilton, and I approve this message, paid for by the committee to elect Paul Hamilton for state senate.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
The elevated fire weather conditions will continue in our ag weather forecast compared to yesterday. Winds will be a bit weaker. Relative humidity will be a bit higher. Clouds will also be on the increase. We have a very, very slight chance of a shower late tonight. But other than that, the dry weather will continue. Sunshine throughout the day today, high 68 to 73, relative humidities at 31 to 36%, south winds at 11 to 16, gusting to 25. We'll see about 10 hours of sunshine. Increase in clouds tonight, a slight chance of a shower. Lows 47 to 52, relative humidities at 64 to 69%, south winds at 8 to 13. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high 68 to 73. Relative humidities at 37 to 42%. Southwest winds at 5 to 10. We'll see about 6 hours of sunshine. For Sunday, sunshine, warmer, high 75 to 80. Monday, partly sunny, high 75 to 80. Tuesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower, high 70 to 75. For Wednesday, sunny, cooler, highs 55 to 60. For Thursday, sunshine, highs 60 to 65.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
To put it plain and simple, I'm not in.
Life ain't always beautiful. Sometimes it's just plain hard. Life can knock you down. It can break your heart. Life ain't always beautiful. You think you're on your way, and it's just a dead end road at the end of the day. But the struggles make you stronger, and the changes make you wise. And happiness has its own way of taking its sweet time. No, life ain't always beautiful. Tears will fall sometimes. Life ain't always beautiful, but it's a beautiful ride. Life ain't always beautiful. Some days I miss your smile. I get tired of walking all these lonely miles. And I wish for just 1 minute I could see your pretty face. Yes, I can dream, but life don't work that way. Stronger, and the changes make me wise. And happiness has its own way of taking its sweet time. No, life ain't always beautiful, but it's a beautiful ride. What a beautiful ride.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
All right, yeah, it's all right. Don't need 5-star reservations. I got spaghetti and a cheap bottle of wine. Don't need no concert in the city. I got a stereo and the best of Patsy Cline. Ain't got no caviar, no Dom Perignon. But as far as I can see, I got everything I want. 'Cause I got a the woman I love laying in my bed, and it's alright, alright. I got shoes under my feet forever, and the eyes staring back at me, and it's alright, alright. Yeah, I got all I need, and it's alright by me. Maybe later on we'll walk down to the river.
lay on a blanket and stare up at the moon. It may not be no French Riviera, but it's all the same to me as long as I'm with you. Maybe a simple life, but that's okay, yeah. If you ask me, baby, I think I've got it made. Cause I got a roof over my head, the woman I love laying in my bed, and it's alright, alright. I got shoes under my feet, forever in the eyes staring back at me, and it's alright, alright. Yeah, I got all I need, and it's alright by
single day till we made our getaway. But you said you could never see yourself trying to make a life anywhere else. This would be your home, and I was on my own. But ever since you said goodbye, I've been out here on the wind. And baby, you would be surprised at all the places you have been. I've seen you in Albuquerque, waiting out a blizzard. Arizona, dancing across the desert, watching the sunset in Monterey. Girl, I swear, just the other day you were down in Georgia picking them peaches. In Carolina, barefoot on the beaches. No matter where you choose to be, in my heart I'll always see you everywhere. Days when I'm passing through, the conversation always turns to you. And I hear you're doing fine, living out by the county line. Got a man that's home every night, a couple of kids, and the kind of life that you want to lead. Guess you could say the same for me. But you and I made our choices all those years ago. Still I know I'll hear your voice and see you down the road. Maybe in Oklahoma,
So maybe that's why you're on every highway, just beyond the high veins, right beside me in all of my sweet dreams. No matter where you choose to be, in my heart I'll always see you in Albuquerque, waiting out a blizzard, in Arizona, dancing across the desert, watching the sunset in Monterey. Girl, I swear, just the other day you were down in Georgia, picking them peaches, in Carolina, barefoot on the beaches. No matter where you choose to be, in my heart I'll always see you everywhere.
Go Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Strictly out of curiosity, what would happen if you got with me? Kissing you would hit the spot with me. Come and skip a couple rocks with me. Give me any of your heart tonight. Ain't no reason that we need to be apart tonight. I got something we can start tonight. Looking at you, girl, it's hard to fight. Those stars need to be wished on. Your skin needs to be kissed on. My eyes, baby, they're fixed on you. And you snap back. T-shirt and your favorite rock band. Checking your makeup and my Ray-Bans. Breaking hearts like only you can. And you snap back. Come on, baby, shoot a smile at me. Midnight selfie on a balcony. A little something from my lock screen. You're burning a hole in my pocket. We got the beat, let's drop it. Those stars need to be wished on. Your skin needs to be kissed on. My eyes, baby, they're fixed on you. And your snapback. Tattoos cut off some Converse. Singing along to the song with the wrong words. Every move you make, baby, it works. And your snapback. On. My eyes, baby, they're fixed on you in your snapback. T-shirt, your favorite rock band. Checking your makeup in my Ray-Bans. Breaking hearts like only you can in your snapback. Snap back. Whoa, oh, oh, oh.
I know that every morning you go thumbing through the personal warnings. You grab the latest copy, a cup of coffee, and settle in for a good laugh. I've been trying to catch your eye, but I'm so shy. I'm hoping and praying that today's edition is gonna catch your attention.